So we are going to open up God's Word to Exodus and chapter 35. I'm going to start from verse 4. Moses said to the whole Israelite community, "This is what the Lord has commanded. From what you have, take an offering for the Lord. Everyone who is willing is to bring to the Lord an offering of gold, silver and bronze, blue, purple and scarlet yarn and fine linen, goat hair, ram skins dyed red and hides of sea cows, acacia wood, olive oil for the light, spices for the anointing oil and for the fragrant incense, and onyx stones and other gems to be mounted on the ephod and breastpiece. All who are skilled among you are to come and make everything the Lord has commanded. The tabernacle with its tent and its covering, clasps, frames, crossbars, posts, and bases, the ark with its poles and the atonement cover and the curtain that shields it, the table with its poles and all its articles and the bread of the presence, the lampstand that is for light with its accessories, lamps and oil for the light, the altar of incense with its poles, the anointing oil and the fragrant incense, the curtain for the doorway at the entrance to the tabernacle, the altar of burnt offering with its bronze grating, its poles and all its utensils, the bronze basin with its stand, the curtains of the courtyard with its posts and bases, and the curtain for the entrance to the courtyard, the tent pegs for the tabernacle and for the courtyard, and their ropes, the woven garments worn for ministering in the sanctuary, both the sacred garments for Aaron the priest and the garments for his sons when they serve as priests." Then the whole Israelite community withdrew from Moses' presence. And everyone who was willing and whose heart moved him came and brought an offering to the Lord for the work on the tent of meeting, for all its service and for the sacred garments. All who were willing, men and women alike, came and brought gold jewelry of all kinds, brooches, earrings, rings and ornaments. They all presented their gold as a wave offering to the Lord. Everyone who had blue, purple or scarlet yarn or fine linen or goat hair, ram skins dyed red or hides of sea cows brought them. Those presenting an offering of silver or bronze brought it as an offering to the Lord. And everyone who had acacia wood for any part of the work brought it. Every skilled woman spun with her hands and brought what she had spun, blue, purple or scarlet yarn or fine linen. And all the women who were willing and had the skill spun the goat hair. The leaders brought onyx stones and other gems to be mounted on the ephod and breastpiece. They also brought spices and olive oil for the light and for the anointing oil, for the fragrant incense. All the Israelite men and women who were willing brought to the Lord free will offerings for all the work the Lord through Moses had commanded them to do. Then Moses said to the Israelites, "See, the Lord has chosen Bezalel, son of Uri, son of Ur, of the tribe of Judah, and he has filled him with the Spirit of God, with skill, ability, and knowledge in all kinds of crafts, to make artistic designs for work in gold, silver, and bronze, to cut and set stones, to work in wood, and to engage in all kinds of artistic craftsmanship. And he has given both him and Aholiab, son of Ahisamach, of the tribe of Dan, the ability to teach others. He has filled them with skill to do all kinds of work as craftsmen, designers, embroiderers in blue, purple and scarlet yarn and fine linen and weavers, all of them master craftsmen and designers." So Bezalel, Aholiab, and every skilled person to whom the Lord has given skill and ability to know how to carry out all the work of constructing the sanctuary are to do the work just as the Lord has commanded. Then Moses summoned Bezalel and Aholiab and every skilled person to whom the Lord had given ability and who was willing to come and do the work. They received from Moses all the offerings the Israelites had brought to carry out the work of constructing the sanctuary. And the people continued to bring freewill offerings morning after morning. So all the skilled craftsmen who were doing all the work on the sanctuary left their work and said to Moses, "The people are bringing more than enough for doing the work the Lord has commanded to be done." Then Moses gave an order, and they sent this word throughout the camp: "No man or woman is to make anything else as an offering for the sanctuary. And so the people were restrained from bringing more, because what they already had was more than enough to do all the work. Okay, we've got just a few minutes to reflect on what is quite a long passage. This morning, I'm reflecting on this theme, giving generously. And put up this lovely picture of what our new building's going to look like. Doesn't it look great? You know? I don't know where I am, but I don't know if you're there. Are you there? But I'm going to be sharing in more detail this afternoon about where we're at and the money we need to raise to see this vision come to fruition. But we are placed right now with the challenge for us to give generously. To give generously. And this morning really is about saying, well, how do we give generously? How do we move from where we are? I don't know whether you consider yourself to be generous already. Maybe you do. But how do we move from where we are to a place where we are ready to give generously? How do we move to this place of generosity? And I'm going to pick out, I think it's about 7 different themes from the passage. If I can get this page to respond. See, you're not going to get them at all. Give me 2 ticks. Technology is great when it responds. It's terrible when it doesn't. No idea why. Okay, if this doesn't work, then you'll just have to listen to me. Okay, how do we move to a place of generosity? You'll need your Bible open at the passage that I read just a moment ago, Exodus 35 and 36. And the first key word, how do we move to a place of generosity, is that of relationship. Is that of relationship. This is what the Lord has commanded. In verse 4, the very first verse that I read, this is what the Lord has commanded. And it speaks to us about relationship with God. I don't know how you feel when you hear those words, this is what the Lord has commanded. It might be that your response, hearing command, the idea that God commands, it might be your response is to shrink away. Or it might be to say, well, this is my father who loves me and embraces me and receives me. He's the one speaking to me, and we respond with joy because we know it's good for our souls. Acknowledging our relationship with God, simple question, where are you? Where are you in terms of relationship with God? How do we move to a place of generosity? We begin by acknowledging our relationship with God. The second is possession. Verse 5. From what you have, take an offering for the Lord. From what you have, take an offering for the Lord. This is not take from what you don't have, because that'd be easy. From what you have, Moses says, this is what God commands you. Take from what you have. What do you already possess? The first thing, moving to a place of generosity, you say, what is my relationship with God? When I hear his voice, what am I hearing? Am I hearing the one who loves me, has given everything for me? The second thing to be aware of is possession. What do I have? What do I have? The average person, what does the average person have? House? Car? Couple of cars? Savings? Shares? So I'm stepping out a bit. Shares? What else do they have? Holiday home? dream on, you know. I don't know. But this is what, see, just, what do you have? What do you have? See, the Lord says, from what you have. We acknowledge our relationship with God, but then the second thing, if we're to move to a place of generosity, is not hide what we possess. And it's so easy, isn't it, to say, well, you know, this is what I possess, and I'm going to keep this bit, and God, well, I'll freely give you that. No, to move to a place of generosity, we need to acknowledge the whole of what we possess. Third, ability. Ability. And this, we're down in verse 10. Verse 10, all who are skilled among you are to come and make everything the Lord has commanded. All who are skilled among you are to come and make everything the Lord has commanded. Relationship, possession, and then ability. We consider our abilities and gifts. And we think about what difference could our abilities and gifts make in terms of what God is calling us to as a church community, as a believing community, to see the vision of this new building become real. What abilities do I have that could help? What difference could they make? And the fourth is reflection. Moving to a place of generosity, relationship with God. What do I possess? What do I have? Or what abilities do I have? And the fourth, very important, is reflection. Verse 20. Says this, then the whole Israelite community withdrew from Moses' presence. And the whole Israelite community withdrew from Moses' presence. Nobody's being asked, none of the Israelites are being asked for a quick response. Moses isn't saying to them, okay, right, grab now. You've got 10 seconds. Go and grab it. No, they heard the word of God, something about relationship in there, something about what they possessed in there, something about ability in there, among the great list. And Moses was very specific, wasn't he? About bronze and silver and gold and different yarns and linens and all these kind of things. But then this, I find such an interesting phrase, then the whole Israelite community withdrew. They went away and reflect it. And we will need to make sure our decisions are not hasty decisions, not decisions we do genuinely regret later, but they're decisions where there is thought and discussion and prayer. And so today, even today and this afternoon, in a sense, we're officially saying, okay, right, we need to raise the money, huge amount of money, to see this next part of our journey reach its end. We need to reflect my relationship with God. What do I possess? What are my abilities? We go away and we reflect. And some of you will go to your home and you'll talk to your partner, or your husband, your wife, and you'll pray together. And you'll have a dawning awareness. You'll know what you do possess, but you'll have a dawning awareness of what God wants you to give. You'll have a dawning awareness of what God wants you to give. The next is willingness. Verse 21. I'll read verse 20 again. Then the whole Israelite community withdrew from Moses' presence, and everyone who was willing. So nobody was being forced. There wasn't a high-pressure salesman coming around saying, okay, I can see you've got gold and silver and bronze and linens and all this kind of stuff. I think you should give it, and using special techniques to manipulate it. Everyone who was willing. Everyone who was willing. Having reflected, being aware of relationship with God, what do I possess? What are my abilities? They reflected. And they said, what am I willing now to give? You see, God doesn't say, I want you to give your house, and you say, I don't want to. But he says, you must give your house, and you say, I don't want to. I'm not going to give my house, and you have a fallout over it. Everyone who was, what's the word?
Willing.
We will only give what we are willing to give. Get this. God is not going to hold it against you if you don't give what you could give. You need to know that. God will not hold it against you if you don't give what you could give. Yeah? We reflect, and everyone who was willing, they came and they began to give. You see, reflection has this effect of impacting our will and our desires and our dreams and ambitions and all those things that we've got laid out ahead of us. When we allow God into our reflections at a particular time such as this, and this is such a significant time for the believing community here, one of, if not the most significant time in all its 270 whatever years that we've been here. And God has a way of just impacting our reflections and changing our will. What do I want to do? What am I willing to do? As we hold ourselves before God with grace and kindness, he changes our will. Everyone who was willing. Willingness. The next is openness. Again, verse 21. I'll read verse 20 again. Then the whole Israelite community withdrew from Moses' presence. Everyone who was willing and whose heart moved him came and brought an offering. Everyone who was willing and whose heart moved him. It's not only the will. You know, we can have a great struggle with our will, can't we? What I want to do. What I'm going to do. All those who were willing and whose heart moved it. And may I suggest, you know, heart is about belief. Do I believe in this God? Do I have a passion about him? Do I have a love, a deep love for him? To do what he wants me to do. To see a vision he's placed in our hearts and our lives. Happen. It's about the heart. It's about the heart. Are we open? Are we ready to have our hearts moved? And the last, very quickly, is joyfully. Now, I love, you know, you read through this great long passage and all this lists about all these things that everybody's bringing. And, you know, isn't it great? Bezalel and Aholiab, you know, they are blessed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. You know, to do practical things, to make a building happen. You know, and we get through all of this. And all the craftsmen are there doing their work, but the people are filled with joy. And we read, I think this is in verse 29, all the Israelite men and women who were willing brought to the Lord, get this word, free will offerings. Free will offerings. While I was in the States, I met somebody who, I said, what church are you from? And he said, so and so Free Will Baptist Church. I said, what does that mean? Does it mean you're free to come and free to go? And he said, something like that, yeah. But free will, you know, freely I give. All the Israelite men and women were willing who were willing brought to the Lord free will offerings. But then it doesn't end there, because it says in chapter 36, verse 3, and the people continued, morning after morning, they continued to bring free will offerings and the best. But in verse 5 of chapter 36, the craftsmen complained, the people are bringing more than enough, because they've been through this entire process of giving generously. They have understood their relationship with God. They've reckoned with what they have, what they possess, and their abilities. They have reflected. And now they've said, what am I willing to give? What is my heart, out of love and desire for God, telling me I can give? And as they gave, why did they come back the next day and the next day? Because they enjoyed it. Isn't that right? They enjoyed it. They gave one day. They went home and they said, you know what? That was great. I'm going to do it again tomorrow. Let's go and find some. Oh, I've got some more gold, more silver, more. Let's go and do it. And they brought the offering again. And then they went home. That was great. I'm going to do that again. So they went home. That was great. It's so good to give to God. So they came back and the craftsman said, we've got more than enough. We can't keep up. And so Moses sends out the command, we've got enough. We've got enough. And what a wonderful, wonderful thing that is. What a wonderful, joyful place to be in. But having gone through that process, and I've covered it very, very quickly this morning. But just to note all of these different things, seven different things, relationship. That's our relationship with God. What do I possess? What do I have? Everyone is to think about what they have, their abilities, their gifts, and then reflect. Go away. Not an instant decision. It's reflection. And then, what am I willing to give? Because if I give this amount of money, I'm expecting to come into a large sum of money, and I've already spent that money. And if I have my heart changed by God and my will changed by God, then my dreams will change, because I won't have that money to spend in the way that I thought I would. What am I willing to do? Will I carry on with what I'd planned, or will I give that? You know, the extras that I don't really need, or the house that's really too big for me, or the second car or holiday home, or the only way we're going to see the vision come to fruition is for us to reflect and to give over and above whatever we dreamt we'd be able to give. But we will give willingly. There's not going to be anybody who's going to say, we're being forced to do this. Don't want to do this. You'll give because you're willing and because your heart is there with it. It's going to be a tremendous challenge, but it's going to be a thing of joy. And we will sing praises to God because of the way he moves in extraordinary ways among us. How do we move to a place of generosity? Well, something about this journey that we undertake. May God fill us with his grace and his generosity, his kindness, that we might respond today in a way that pleases him. And let's pause, and we're going to pray at this point. Father, I simply pray that what we have just thought about in these last few moments, and perhaps even through the whole service, just pray that these things would just settle on us and in us. Father, help us not to throw them away, the thoughts away, straight away. But Father, we pray that you would continue to work in our hearts and our lives, that our response might be that of joy and willingness. For we pray in the name of Christ. Amen.